Back now with Day to Day. The TV networks have a big night tomorrow. They have to report on the outcome of the voting. And the problem is, well, they haven't always gotten it right. NPR's David Folkenflik is here now. He's our media correspondent. David, you've talked to some of the networks. How nervous are they that they'll get it right tomorrow or won't?
All of the polls seem to show things going in Senator Obama's direction. By the same token, some of these polls are show pretty close to the margin of error, particularly in some of these key states. They all know these are snapshots in time. Predictions are not destiny, and they are very nervous about getting ahead of themselves. They don't want to have to call things back. The 2000 race remains very strong in people's minds. What a debacle that was for all concerned. And they're recognizing, even in this cycle, all the polls would have led you to believe that Obama was going to sweep away with New Hampshire after having won Iowa. Turned out Senator Hillary Clinton won it. So there's some real cognitive dissonance there.
Yeah. And so what are they putting in place? What kinds of assurances are they putting in that will they'll make sure that that doesn't happen or at least lessen the likelihood?
They base their predictions and projections on election night on a couple of factors. There's their own reporting on the field. There's their own reporting within the campaigns. And then, of course, there are these infamous exit polls. You know, they're conducted this time around for the pool of the major news outlets by Edison Media Research and Matovsky International for this pooled consortium. And what they're doing is they're allowing three people from each major outlet to gain access to this information, but they're going to be sequestered. They're going to be essentially, you know, like jurors in a safe room, stripped of BlackBerry, stripped of cell phones until late in the afternoon. And only then, after all day sort of in this isolated chamber, the cone of silence, are they going to be allowed to report back to their colleagues about what the exit polls are showing.
And the difficulty this time around is that there's a whole new group of people potentially who will be voting, maybe voting for the first time.
Well, that's right. If you think about the predictive polling, all these polls could be perfectly mathematically correct, and yet they're still reliant on the assumptions built in. So, you know, people have to make guesses about whether voting levels are going to be similar to the Kerry Bush match in 2004, or whether, for example, there might be a lot more young people. There might be a lot more African Americans brought to it. Or conversely, evangelicals could be activated to vote for Governor Palin. The second thing, of course, is that, you know, we've seen exit polls get things wrong, too. If you think back just to the Missouri Democratic primary this very year, everything, the exit polls and all the interviews seem to suggest that Senator Clinton was going to win. And most major news organizations called it for her. The Associated Press and I believe CNN did not, which was lucky because Senator Obama pulled it out late that night with some rather tardy votes coming in from certain parts of St. Louis.
So all that said, are we thinking an early night or a late night tomorrow?
I think that because of the momentum, a lot of news organizations are ready for an early night. They're ready for it to happen, at which point they're going to shift a lot more attention to control of the Senate, what the margin's going to be for Democrats, how many pickups House Democrats get to make on the other chamber. That said, I'm not sure it'll be as early as people might think from looking at the polls. I think that a lot of news organizations have a choice to make. They can be cautious and right, or they can be out in front, which is more likely to draw viewers in and have to call a few states back. If McCain is able to pull out what would be an epic, you know, once in a many decades upset, you're going to see a very late night indeed.
NPR's David Folkenflik, thank you.
You bet.